Welcome to the Rewrite Your Story with Tasha Jo podcast, where we fearlessly dive into the vast realm of thoughts, ideas, and conversations that know no bounds. Buckle up and prepare for a wild ride as we venture into uncharted territories and explore the unexplored. On this journey, we leave no stone unturned and no topic untouched. From the profound to the absurd, from the mundane to the extraordinary, we delve into the depths of human curiosity and embrace the sheer unpredictability of life. This is the podcast where anything and everything takes center stage. Each episode is a thrilling adventure into the unknown as we bring you fascinating discussions, captivating stories, and mind-bending perspectives as we embark on a quest for knowledge, enlightenment, and endless entertainment. Expect the unexpected, for here there are no boundaries and no limitations. Open your mind, expand your horizons, and get ready to be captivated by the infinite possibilities that await. So whether you're a seeker of knowledge, a lover of stories, or simply someone who craves the thrill of the unknown, this podcast is tailor-made just for you. Tune in, fasten your seatbelt, and prepare for a roller coaster ride through the vast expanse of human curiosity. Get ready to be amazed, enlightened, and entertained, because on this podcast, there's only one rule. There are no rules. Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome back. On today's episode, I have guest speaker Katie Justin again for round two. And today's episode, we kind of wanted to just talk about time and time management and getting away from the I'm too busy excuse. So welcome, Katie.
Hi.
Welcome back. It's been, what, like a month, I think, since our last episode?
Yeah. I'm so excited to be here. We got really great feedback from the last episode.
The last episode we did on Katie being a postpartum doula. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we got a lot of really good feedback. Katie and I always have the best conversations. We're actually out in Seebeck at her place right now, sitting in the sunshine, and it feels so good. So yeah, let's go ahead and dive into this. So time.
Yeah. That's actually a great place to start when you said we're out in Seebeck. I love that you are able to take your equipment anywhere.
Yes.
Because we wouldn't have been able to do this. And I would have said, you know, I can't come to your shop. I have Palmer. He's napping, blah, blah, blah. And I just really love how much I've seen you change with friendships and really invest more into the time, because you are such a very busy person. I mean, we're all busy in our own ways, but I think it speaks volumes when you actually set the time aside, even if it's like, hey, I only have this hour and a half, but I'm going to be fully present with you in this hour and a half, instead of, okay, so I'm free from this time to this time, but I have an appointment at 5 and I have to run this errand. Instead of telling me everything you have to do that day, you've done the opposite now of just, hey, I'm free from here to here.
Yeah. And it did work. I mean, we just scheduled this like 2 days ago and we were like, okay, let's record. And we both said, when are you available? And you said Wednesday. And I said, perfect. Wednesday is my one free day. And then we just said, how about this time? I'll put Palmer down for a nap. I said, done and done. We're like, whoa, that was really easy.
Like, wait a second. It really does, because I think when you approach it as a friend differently that way and you say, this is my time I can give to you from this time to this time, it's like, oh, wow, she's like doing this thing for me and we get to be here together.
And I think that just goes back to, you know, our topic today, too, is making the time. We're all busy, but making the time for the people and the things that we want to do or the people we want to see.
Yeah.
And you are somebody that I've always wanted to make that time for. And, you know, our schedules get in the way and whatnot. And I've just really lately been dialing down to, you know, who are my people? Who are the people that I want to spend time with? And so it gets easier and easier, you know?
So, okay, if somebody were to ask you, how do you make time for those things? I'm so busy. I have work. I work out. I want to read books. I want to do this. And I don't have the time. What's your first instinct or your first piece of advice?
I would say start small. I think that's where people get discouraged, because they just like overthink it. You know, think about your day and think about something maybe you can eliminate or replace. Or, you know, it can come down to, if you're somebody who sleeps in like I was for a while, getting up earlier. Or I don't know, it would be starting small and just picking something in your day to kind of replace.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I would say asking for help, especially if you're a mom in postpartum or none of the above. But I think just, do I have to run this errand? Mm. Like, can I ask my husband to do it?
Yeah.
Or can I put this to another day? Is this other thing important? And are you spending time with the right people? Are you just trying to fill your schedule because you have free time?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you really wanting to put intentions behind it? And it's all about that value to me.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I did spend a lot of my 20s just filling my time with stuff. And over, you know, time, you realize, oh, wait. This friendship isn't really serving me. It was just filling space.
Yeah.
So now I'm a lot more intentional with who I want to be around and who
Because
once you're in your 30s and so on, you realize, oh, wait, I really don't have that much time in the day after I work out, take care of myself, whatever. Okay, I only have X amount of free time in the week. Who do I want to spend my time with?
And yeah.
Or who, what do I want to do with that time specifically? Do I want to work out? Do I want to read? You know?
Yeah. And something we were kind of just talking about beforehand, too, is, you know, I know for me, all throughout the day, I'm like, I need to do this. I got to do this. And then at the end of the night, I'm like, did I even do anything mm-hmm. that, you know, our minds are just in overdrive and all the things. But that's one thing that I've gotten better about is at the end of the night, yeah, doing a check-in and being like, what did I do today? How can I make tomorrow better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where, because I kind of plan out my day the night before. I look at my schedule. I kind of do that for the week. Come Sunday night, I'll say, okay, this is everything I have going this week. And then I still do it each night too. But okay, I have a gap here, or I don't really need to be doing this thing. Or like you said, asking for help. Mm-hmm. That's something I've gotten really good at, where if it's something I don't want to do, I ask or find somebody else to do it.
Yes.
You know, like my website, that was something where a year ago I did a trade and she's been managing my website for the last year.
Mm.
And then she finally told me she's too busy and she can't do it. And I'm like, shit, I do not want to do this. And so she sat down with me and was showing me all the steps and I felt my energy. I was like, ugh,
totally
I don't want to be sitting. Yeah, I felt depleted afterwards. And so I manifested, I put it out there, like, please, universe, like, find me somebody to do this because I own a business. I have to, you know, update it with workshops and whatnot. And I literally put it out there. I shit you not, the next day, Heidi, who hosts the sound baths, she comes in and she's like, oh, I have a friend who wants to take on your website. And so she got me in contact with her and we worked out a trade and now I don't have to do my website.
That's amazing.
Versus where I could be sitting here dreading doing something I don't want to be doing, you know? So yeah, it's finding people or replacing things so I can make time for the things I want to be doing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think that it also goes beyond the people that you're around, and it goes with your body and your sleep and resting. You actually said something that reminded me of Glennon Doyle. I love her book, Untamed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I heard her say, heard this phrase at all, stop shoulding yourself.
Yes.
Where it's that,
get rid of the shoulds.
Yeah, it's that mental statement of I should be doing this, 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 this. And I have to tell myself constantly, stop shoulding yourself. What is it actually that you want to do? First of all, what are the things you absolutely need to get done today?
Yeah.
It's probably not a ton. Maybe two things.
And what are the things you want to be doing, too?
Yes, and then after that, okay, now what do you want to be doing? Like, stop shoulding yourself. And I love that
It
so
sounds
much.
Like you're saying shitting
exactly.
yourself. No, it sounds like shitting.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, exactly.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So I think that also translates to our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And how is it speaking to you? What is it asking from you in this moment in time? Are you continuing to stay in that hyperdrive, busy, 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 go, 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 fill my schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you even slowing down with the time that you do have to actually truly check in with your body?
Yeah. And paying attention, you know, to your energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I definitely have gotten so much better about. Throughout the day, noticing my highs, my lows, you know, what gives me energy, what depletes my energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just becomes, I don't know, I feel like I've got it down so well now that it's just instant. I can feel it. And I'm like, nope, this is a lower vibration. I don't like it down here. Or leaving an environment and feeling like, okay, that my energy was low.
Mm-hmm.
Who was I around?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And there are the things that we're going to have to do that are unavoidable that we
for sure
may not want to be doing.
Yeah.
But then how do you turn that around and how do you now replenish your body? You're gonna eventually have to be around people that may exhaust you or whatever.
But finding a way to not allow it to deplete you.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. And suck the life out of
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think working at the stand for so many years with you, I think that is what started. That's how I learned to really check in with my body about mm-hmm. what I needed, because I would be so on my ass exhausted after each shift. And I'm like, I don't get it. I'm not like some 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, why am I so exhausted? And I finally realized, well, yeah, not only are we on our feet all day and we're really busy, but the amount of people and energy that came into contact with. And you have to be on.
Now, understanding energy, you
yes.
know, back then we didn't.
No.
So now looking back, like you saying that, like it's an energy exchange and mm-hmm. we were giving out so much energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like we could come to the window with how we truly felt that day. Maybe
yeah.
we definitely had to be on. And I'm sure there were definitely some customers where we could be more authentic with
mm-hmm.
and like, oh, yeah, you know, my day's kind of crappy. But for the most part, we really did have to be on. And when you are on for 7, 8, 9 hours a shift.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's really what started me being able to like check in with my body and how that, what time do I need to invest into my body to slow down and
mm-hmm.
what does that look like?
So I'm curious. I mean, I know you're a health nut and you're mm-hmm. all about nutrition and yeah, it's a little windy out here. So in what ways have you noticed, you know, paying attention to when your energy is lower and like, would it be like food or supplements or your sleep or, I mean, it's all the above, of course, but.
For sure. Okay. I'm going to put being a mom aside because
okay.
that's just a given. But I really think it depends. I've also tried to be more aware of my cycle and really done like cycle syncing, because if I'm in my follicular phase or I'm on my period, I'm going to be a lot more exhausted. So I really try and like shift what my life and schedule looks like according to that. But yes, there are so many other things that definitely make my body exhausted. You know, did I schedule too much that day?
Mm-hmm.
How was my diet? How was my appetite? Did I get enough protein? A lot of women are not eating enough protein. Did I get fresh air? Did
mm-hmm.
I plant my feet on the ground outside? Just so many different questions that.
And it's the littlest thing that can throw you off.
Oh, absolutely.
It's kind of like, so you follow the glucose goddess.
Yes, obsessed.
And I still want to learn more about that. But yeah, she was even talking about, you know, just starting out in the morning eating something savory versus
mm-hmm.
sweet, you know,
mm-hmm.
can shift it, you know?
Absolutely.
So tell me, I mean, because you are all about nutrition and I'm kind of curious, like, so do you follow a lot of that, what she puts out?
So I definitely took a lot of her tools and started using them because my blood sugar was so weird after having Palmer.
Okay.
So I definitely implemented a lot of that. But I think when it all comes down to it is just a balanced plate.
Yeah.
And knowing what's going to work for your body. And I really do think wearing a CGM, a continuous glucose monitor for even 2 weeks is one of the most beneficial tools you can use as a woman to really see what food is working for you. So
oh, I want to do that so bad.
Fuck all the diets that are out there.
There's a spider on my microphone. Sorry.
Flick it off.
No, I don't touch spiders.
Here.
Oh, my God. Just don't flick it on me. Sorry, guys. One sec.
Well, then.
Okay. Thank you.
Set
Katie
him
to the rescue.
Space.
He was so small, too, but I don't know. Creepy, crawly things. Anyways, okay.
Okay. I totally lost my train of thought. Wearing the monitors. So, like I said, forget about any diet that's out there.
Yeah.
That is one of the best tools you can use for your body because you can see in real time how your body is responding, how drastic your spike is, how fast you're coming back down, how does it stabilize it, all of the above. And that was just one of the greatest tools that I've ever used.
That is something when I came across her page that I text you about because you
yeah.
said that you had ordered them or had been
yep.
wearing
mm-hmm.
it. And
yeah.
I want to do that so bad because you know, I'm very much about being the healthiest version I can be. But I've never, besides eating healthy and working out, I don't know anything. You know, I've never done any labs or tests or anything like that. So I'm excited to do that. Yeah. I really want to do that.
And also, for just everyone listening, you don't have to run out and do all of the testing. Of course, it's extremely helpful, but if you really just sit with your body, and also your period and cycle are huge, huge
factors.
That's
another thing I want to learn more about.
So for those of you that don't know, I'm sure most of you do, day one of your period is day one of your cycle. So if you keep track of that when you switch from each phase, how am I feeling? You'll start to notice a trend throughout each month. And you'll notice exactly when you ovulate. Not every woman ovulates on day 14 or whatever. Back to the glucose monitors, I really wish more doctors would be able to hand them out because you really have to have diabetes or pre-diabetes or anything.
But you can get these on Amazon, and right?
So those ones on Amazon are the monitors where you just prick your finger.
Okay.
The continuous is the one that you put in your arm, and it stays there, and you can scan it on your phone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I want to try that. So
yeah,
fun.
I actually just messaged my doctor, and she got me another one. So I'm like, it's time to see where I'm at. Because what I also learned was what I was doing with my time and how it was affecting my body, it wasn't just the food. I noticed, whoa, I had a really big spike right there. I wasn't eating. I hadn't just eaten, you know, 30 to 60 minutes ago. What was I doing? I was watching a show that was extremely stressful. And I was like, oh my gosh, Tanner, I can't watch this show before bed anymore. It's giving me way too big of a spike and having to come back down and do all that before I go to bed. That's not useful for my time and my body.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is one thing that I preach to so many people is I do not watch horror or, you know, the news or anything like that, because I don't like the way it makes me feel. Like scary movies, how I get startled all the time. And I'm like, why am I torturing myself and doing that to myself? Like, it's giving me anxiety. So I don't, I mean, I will watch it, but I don't care to watch
it. And I don't know about you, but did you love watching that stuff when you were younger?
Yeah.
Like to scary movies?
Yeah, for sure.
Loved it.
Yeah, especially on a date and, you know, like rub up on your person, like, because you're scared and whatnot. Hell yeah. But now, no, I'm like, oh God, turn it off. There was a show that I recently just watched, and I think it was Fallout.
Oh my gosh.
And I couldn't watch it.
Tanner and I are watching that right now.
It was so like,
I actually can't focus on it.
Yeah.
I know he wants to watch it, and I never watch his shows because he's a cop. He likes watching all this stressful, scary shit, and it doesn't affect him.
I didn't
him.
Like the way I was like, ugh.
And I'm like, hey, I'm just going to like clean the kitchen or do whatever. You can have this on, but I can't sit and watch it. It's too stressful for me.
Yeah. No,
so, yeah.
I mean, I'm down for like This Is Us or Firefly Lane or, you know, any of those shows.
Yes.
But
give me a good rom-com.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
OK, so how have you noticed with your time, I guess, in terms of your body, how do you think it manifests in your body when you don't listen to your body to slow down? When it's asking you for more time.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I have a perfect example of that when I manifested my physical illness with my hands. And I've brought that up in a previous episode. But, you know, I was go, 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 didn't have boundaries, you know, didn't know how to say no to people. And the universe shut my hands down. I mean, you remember my hands were turning blue, needles and pins. And
didn't you have like three big projects? You were like,
yes.
Planning a wedding.
Working on my girlfriend's house, doing the remodel, and everything but my stuff. Yeah, those were two of them. And then there was something else. And so I was just nonstop.
Yeah.
And helping these people. And because I do enjoy that stuff. But yeah, the universe was like, slow down. And so it literally put me out. And that's when, you know, I spent an entire year going to doctors trying to figure out what was wrong, and then my spiritual journey. And I was like, oh, the universe is telling me, you know, so I had to, I got to the root of the problem and started saying boundaries, saying no to people. And then sure as shit, you know, I cured myself within a month, you know, so I do believe that, or I just pay attention if I do start to have any physical illnesses or anything going wrong, mm-hmm. I know it's something I'm doing mentally or emotionally, because I am a firm believer that everything in the physical is a manifestation of energy.
Yeah. And it's the check engine light, right?
Yes.
Because you probably had signs before that.
Oh, for sure.
But if you're not slowing down and checking in with your body, you're not going to hear
it. And it's going to get louder and louder and worse and worse until you do.
I'm here to say to everyone, if you have bloating, if you have migraines, if you have any kind of ailment, this is not normal. It's become normal, but it's actually a check engine light.
Yes.
It's actually your body throwing you a little signal. Hey, this thing isn't working for me. It could 100%. Be something you're doing. Like for me personally.
But most people go to the doctor.
Oh, exactly.
You know, that's where they start.
They're just so used to it mm-hmm. and they aren't really connected with themselves and their body awareness. So they may not even notice it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It actually took going to therapy for me years ago to realize that I carried all of my emotions that weren't processed in my stomach.
So I think that's similar. So I am very healthy and I don't have anything, but the only thing I struggle with is bloating.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot eat all day and I feel like I ate a full meal. Mm-hmm. It's that really uncomfortable, just bloating feeling. Yeah. And I know that's your solar plexus and your sacral, mm-hmm. you know, and so I've tried digging into that and it's gotten better. But yeah, I'm still working through that. Like, what am I carrying, you know, that?
Yeah. Well, yes, I think that that is so true and spot on. And it could be something from so long ago mm-hmm. that you were unaware of. But sometimes you don't have to dig all the way into the past.
It could be a food that's adding to it, too.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. could have physically manifested into your stomach, and now you need to repair your gut lining.
Yeah.
Now you need to take a digestive enzyme or, you know, it could be a little something like that.
Yeah.
Which I think for me is definitely endometriosis as well. And like the generational stuff.
Yeah.
You know, how that all gets passed down.
And past lives, too.
Yeah.
I had a gal come in last week where it's so cool seeing people be aware of these things,
mm-hmm.
but she has a scar like right here on her chest and then like on her back, like another one.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in and she's like, I forget how she worded it, but she was like, it's almost as if like I was stabbed all the way through. And she was in a past life and she has those scars.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm still learning this stuff, you know, every day too, but a lot of it can be from past lives. Like you can be dealing with something that doesn't run in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is from a past life. And that's why you're like, wait, this isn't from my mom or my dad or anything. But then mm-hmm. it could be so far back from a past life that only you carry.
Yeah. And you could be driving yourself crazy trying to figure it out, which I know I have. I've been very obsessive about because for me personally, I guess, once I found out that I had endometriosis,
mm-hmm.
my body was this ongoing project of something to fix for years.
Yep.
And that was really hard to come to terms with. I don't have to always be fixing it. Sometimes I need to just be with it. And when the time is right for me to start a new therapy, try a new supplement, or whatever it may be, it'll present itself to me in a very, very calm manner mm-hmm. instead of this urgency of I need to fix this now. And that's definitely the state I lived in for so long with my time of just hurry, hurry, hurry. I need to solve this right now.
I think that applies to me in my life right now as far as I've gotten better about the hurrying. I don't live my life that way. I live very much in the present moment now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always about healing, healing, healing.
Yeah.
You know, like dig into my trauma, heal my inner child stuff. And I've done so much of that work the last couple of years where it's like, just accept where I'm at. And then but I'm so eager to keep going and keep digging in. So I can definitely
relate to that. Well, and don't forget that you're human.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're having this human experience. So sometimes we don't always need to be in the clouds, which you and I spend so much time there. This is what one thing I love about my husband is that he reminds me, like, hey, come back down here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's be humans together.
Yep.
And because this whole life that we're experiencing, we will always have something to heal and to acknowledge and go through.
Definitely. And that goes back to, you know, your time. Who are you? I am very grateful that I have a lot of very grounded people at Mystic. Mm-hmm. You know, Maxwell, my breathwork practitioner, yeah. mm-hmm. he is one of my best friends, and he is his energy is very grounding. Mm-hmm. So anytime, you know, we're together, it's like I feel that he just like calms me down yeah. and I help, you know, hype him up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, noticing your energy along with like other people's energy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who do you want to be around? What do you... I think you were the first person to bring that up for me. There was a specific friend a long time ago that I was like, well, I have so much fun with her, but, you know, and you were like, well, when you guys are done hanging out, like, what do you feel like?
Yeah.
Just because she's a really fun person to be around, do you feel like she's adding value to your life? You know, yep. when she leaves, how do you feel? How's your body feel? And I was like, damn, Tosh, you're really growing up. Wow.
And I've noticed that with certain people that have came into my life over the last year, too. You know, I became friends with this one gal and we had very similar energy, go-getter, mm-hmm. dreamer, hardworking, yep. you know, but she has a lot of toxicity and just a lot of trauma that she needs to go through mm-hmm. that I've already been through. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't in a place that like wanted to work on that, just okay. kind of accepted it. And that's where I had to remove myself because I'm like, oh, no. I've came so yeah. far. And, you know, so I would have fun with her and whatnot. Yeah. But it was just almost like I felt drained.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. And that's not even to say that the people that are in those positions are wrong.
No,
or bad
not at
or
all.
Less than.
Yeah.
But once you've reached a certain place in your life and what you've experienced, yep. you know, like, oh, this might drag me down a little bit.
Yeah.
And it is perfectly fine to decide to not have somebody in your life
Absolutely.
Anymore.
Absolutely.
There is such a thing as moving on cordially without having to say something or have closure, or you don't have to say anything.
No.
You can just organically let it float away.
Yeah. And I've had to do that with several friendships and several people, and
yeah.
I'm okay with it. I've yeah. gotten so okay with just accepting, and I don't even, it doesn't even bother me anymore. Like, oh, I wonder how they're going to feel about it or what they're going to think mm-hmm. about it. Because I know the people in my life are going to be, if they're meant to be in my life, are going to be so understanding of it, or it's just going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
I think a lot of friends are for seasons.
Yeah.
But I think there are few that are supposed to be your lifers.
For sure.
Because you go through so many different versions of yourself.
Yeah.
And to have 1, 2, 3 friends that you guys can stay connected through all of it, mm-hmm. their versions as well.
Yep.
Those are gems.
Yes.
Hold
yes.
on to them.
Yes.
So, yeah, so many gems.
And some of those people may come and go, but they mm-hmm. always make their way back to each other, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like we talked about last time. We could go 4 or 5 months without talking, but every time we come back, we're like right in sync.
Oh, yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're in very, very different experiences in life right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think me starting a business, that was a blessing in disguise because now we get to do these really
yes.
fun podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely been a blessing.
So I want to touch on that because it's been about a month since we did your postpartum doula episode.
Yeah.
How is that going for you?
It's good. So I'm still working with the one client right now. So
okay.
that contract doesn't end till the end of June.
But and you're
just
still feeling really good about it yes. and excited. Good.
Yeah. So
good.
Actually, I was reflecting yesterday. The one thing that I thought might be a challenge for me is taking care of other people all day long or however many hours I'm there and then coming home and now needing to be a caretaker in my home.
Mm.
And it actually really surprised me because I come home almost refreshed for my family.
Okay.
Because I've been away from them. I've been fulfilling my passion and I love nurturing and caretaking and being there for moms and babies. And then coming home, I may be tired.
Yeah.
But I am so excited to see my family. And it's a different, I can compartmentalize. And so I think it speaks volumes when you're doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't come home like, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
I can't look at my dishes. Like, what do I eat? You know, any of those types of things. I just feel very rejuvenated.
Yeah. And that's how everybody should feel. I don't even remember the last time I came home and was like, ugh, what a long day, right. Or, you know, like, yeah. I don't even remember the last time I felt like that, like, angry.
Or had a bad day.
Yeah, like, angry, yeah, or mad or any of that, mm-hmm, because it's how I'm choosing to use my time, and I, yeah, it's been a long time, and that feels really good.
So how has your body been affected by the years you have spent being really intentional with your time and your business and your friends and everything like that?
How has my body been affected?
Yes. Like, have you noticed your healing is easier? Have you noticed you're more restful?
I think it all kind of, like, how do I word this? I mean, there's so many different factors and layers, yeah, to where it's like, yeah, your mind's got to be right. Your body's got to be right. Your spirit's got to be right. And it all contributes to your overall well-being. So I could be 100% mentally and emotionally, but then I eat a bad meal, mm-hmm, and I'm just so, I feel like I'm vibrating so high these days, mm-hmm, that it just takes something instantly, and my body speaks to me. I can eat dairy,
yeah,
and then my stomach is just growling at me. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen because, yeah, I know it doesn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes we choose to do things that aren't good for us, or having a drink, or, yeah, you know, so we're human. But
I don't even think it's necessarily, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I don't think it's necessarily about good and bad foods.
Yeah.
But more so, how does that body serve, or how does that food serve your body?
Yeah.
You, yep, know,
mm-hmm,
like, you wanted that cheese, you ate that cheese, yeah, or the dairy, whatever. Even though you knew this may not serve me as well as something else, mm-hmm, but this is what I want in this moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's important too.
Yeah. Because we're human, and, yeah, it's okay to, you know, we're not perfect,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm, but yeah, I don't like feeling those feelings. So, yeah, I am very mindful about watching the things I eat or the things I do or the people I'm with, you know?
Yeah.
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 What about you?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is definitely endometriosis and really how that manifested into my body and how I learned the way I live my life, because it's a lifestyle change.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just get a pill. You can't just change one or two things. I went through a damn journey, yeah, to figure out. Actually, it was Dr. Joe Dispenza. I read his book, Supernatural, or, oh, Becoming, yeah, Supernatural. Mm-hmm. And I learned that I may have the gene for it, my mom, my grandma, my great grandma, but I can turn the gene expression off. And so once I realized how to utilize my time better and what my body wanted, I was able to turn that gene expression off.
Okay.
And to be able to know, yes, I do have endometriosis, but it's not my identity anymore.
Gotcha.
And so I was able to heal my body better because I could slow down and listen.
And another thing on that I want to touch on is our minds are so freaking powerful. And that's where it starts. You've got to shift your mindset, mm-hmm, on your healing. That's what started for me, where instead of telling myself, I'm hurting, that was the first thing I shifted, you know, fake it till you make it. But like telling myself, I'm healing, I'm getting better, and, mm-hmm, then taking the steps, you know, to do that, because rewrite your story, you know, yeah, we're casting spells, everything we are manifesting 24/7. With the words we're speaking and the thoughts we're thinking. So, you know, pay attention to the thoughts and the things you're telling yourself every day, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if, yeah, you're focused on something, you're going to attract more of that into, yeah, your life. So when you're, yeah, focusing on, and I can never say,
you can say endo.
Endo. Okay. When you're focusing on that, like, you're just making it, like, worse. You,
yeah,
know?
'Cause it, yeah, becomes this giant gaping hole in your life that you're focusing, yeah, on. And I think my process is a little bit different than yours. I actually have to grieve, and, yeah, I actually have to let myself be in that negative state for a moment. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to unpack my bags and live there, but that's a part of me acknowledging how I truly fucking feel.
I feel like that, like, goes for anybody, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
for
shit
sure.
Sucks. Mm-hmm. It hurts. I can't get out of bed. Oh, by the way, it's also invisible, so people don't know what I'm experiencing every single day. And I really just had to sit with my shit and not have toxic positivity. And then once that season, I got over that hill.
That's so important.
That's when I was able to start.
Most people push it down.
Yeah.
You know, or like you say, toxic positivity.
Yeah.
You have got to feel it to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like you said, don't sit in it. You move on.
Yeah. And I didn't actually know that's what I was doing. I thought I was bouncing back and forth from being a positive and negative person. And it really affected me because I'm like, I feel like deep down I am a very positive, uplifting person. Why do I keep going to these negative states? And it was because, oh, I wasn't actually fully allowing myself to feel just how pissed off I am about this and that there wasn't a cure. And once I realized that I really needed that chunk in my healing process, then I was able to heal it, process it, acknowledge it, and move on, and then start implementing all the positive thoughts and like what my healing looked like.
So in what ways did you, for those people that are listening right now thinking to themselves, oh, I need to do that, in what ways did you allow yourself to feel it besides just sitting there? Did you have certain like
tactics? I cried.
You cried? Okay.
Cried? Okay. There was a lot of crying. There was venting to my best friends.
Okay.
There was straight up to my husband or probably before that. So to my partner in the past, just say like, I'm fucking pissed about this.
Yeah.
And it really did affect my partner because one of the main symptoms is painful sex. Mm-hmm. So I had to constantly talk about it.
Yeah.
And honestly, crying helped.
Okay.
Angry journal entries of just like, I need to purge this out of me.
And there's so many different ways you can do that too, whether you, you know, are driving and you're screaming or you're punching a pillow.
We love a good scream.
Yes. It's like the rage rooms where you go and bash shit or, you know, there's so many different ways. It's just getting that energy out.
I also think, because I'm a very physical person, so when I do have any type of anxious, low energy, I have to physically move it out. So I think if I would have had a punching bag back in those days, I would have gone to town.
That's so funny because I just brought that up the other day. I was like, I want a punching bag. Like, and I know being a manifesting generator and having ADHD, you know, I have got to get out my energy or else I'll struggle with my sleep.
Yeah.
I will lay there. And so I need like physical exhaustion in order to be able to sleep well at night.
And wouldn't you think that also comes out as like masculine energy?
Oh, yeah.
So like sometimes I need to purge my energy in a masculine way. And they're like, if that means I need a fucking hammer and I need to start just hammering shit
and
together.
Maybe that's why I'm always doing, you know, all this physical labor, like hanging shit, building shit. Like I love working with my hands.
That's probably why we lasted in coffee for so long.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's our hands all day long.
Yep. And the social aspect, too, talking to people. And
but very quickly.
Yes.
We weren't with them for hours.
We were at the busiest coffee stand in Kitsap County, All-Star Espresso, lines wrapped around both sides. And it was just go, 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 go. I mean, there would be three of us working, and one of us would feel guilty to pee just to leave the other, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was intense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm so grateful for that, too. We met a lot of amazing. I feel like I have so many connections now because of that job, too.
Yeah, I felt for the first time really rooted in the community.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is funny because I rarely ever saw a customer outside of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it still made me feel a part of community. And I never thought that was important to me.
Yeah.
But as I got older, I realized how much I actually really love
connecting off of it. Yeah.
And making new relationships.
Yeah.
Love it. So I feel like that was a really, really good seed for our businesses in the future, right?
Well, it was kind of like, you know, the building blocks, like getting us to where we are now and now having those connections and it all, you know, everything, it all ties into each other. And that's what's so cool.
A question that just popped into my head.
Okay.
When it comes to time, whether it's with your body or anything, what is something that you still struggle with?
Well, I would say I have the time. I stay busy. Just, I mean, because I have a million things that I could always be doing.
Yeah.
But I tend to not do the things I want to do or that I know I need to do for, like, myself and my body. And I go to the things that are habit and easy and comfortable because I already know how to do it. Like, I know I need to go to the gym, but yet I'll end up going to the shop and redecorating, moving shit around and, you know.
Do you think it's that productivity mindset?
Yeah.
If I'm not getting like quick results at the gym.
Yeah.
So you're just trained to believe like, oh, let me go check this other thing off my list.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
But I am getting better about it. Like the other day after I did everything I had to do at the shop, came home and I strapped on my ankle weights and my wrist weights and my backpack, loaded it full of everything. And I just popped in my headphones and went for it and went down to Evergreen, up to the bridges, came back, and I was sweating and I felt good and I slept really well that night. So it's paying attention to, you know, like, okay, what did I do this day when, you know, because my sleep has been the owning a business and a million things running through my head. So it's really, you know, it was past tense, a struggle for me to fall asleep, but making those changes, like making sure that I get some sort of workout in. Another one, like I was telling you earlier, my grounding sheet. I bought a grounding sheet, and that I have noticed a huge difference where I wake up and I feel so much more alert.
Don't knock on those until you try it, okay?
Oh, gosh. I will try everything, and
I love it. I never thought in a million years my husband would say the words, "Hey, I just bought us grounding sheets." I'm like, okay, my pants are coming off. Like, I was shocked.
I'm so turned on right now.
That's dirty.
Isn't it funny how that's the kind of shit that turns us on, though? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I loved it so much. And it was, so, yeah.
And he's loving them.
Yes. Yes, yeah, he says he can really tell a difference, especially with, like, his high-stress job. He can come home and, like, hey, are these actually, these are not plugged in, are they? And he'll be like, sure enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that makes total sense because I had mine unplugged one night, and the next morning I noticed I was a little bit like more groggy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, son of a bitch, it's not plugged in. I didn't know it wasn't. So I've paid attention to that. And it's hard because, you know, I try all these things, try different supplements, but I don't give each thing enough time by itself because I'm always adding new things in.
And if you're constantly chasing,
mm-hmm.
then you're deflecting the whole point of it, which is to be in the present moment and listen to what your body's actually asking you for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Which I feel like I still get easily stuck into, just like the urgency of solving something and figuring it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm a problem solver, a fixer.
Absolutely.
I love
and that serves a purpose in so many different ways. But when it comes to your time and slowing down, it can be really negative and have a negative impact on your body.
I would say the one thing that I would recommend to people that has helped me when it comes to time is scheduling it. Mm-hmm. Scheduling it, scheduling it, scheduling it. Mm-hmm. Act as if it's make it a priority.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that is for you, making it. I'm looking at that bee and I'm like, oh, hell no.
I got you, girl.
I don't do bees. That's a fear I need to get over for sure. But scheduling it, you know, as if it's like a work shift, you have to show up and, you know, figure. So ask yourself, like, what are the things that are most important to you? Mm-hmm. Look at your schedule, make the time and hold yourself accountable and do it.
Yeah.
And it's easier said than done, but it takes practice too. If you fuck up, then just, okay, back at it again.
Well, yeah. And I think, you know, what's your goal for next month or next whatever? So for me personally, I am still healing my gut. It has been a 10-year process, but girl, I held so many emotions in there for so long.
Yeah.
And so it's still a work in progress. But okay, that's my end goal. I don't know when it's going to happen. I will know when it happens, but
enjoy the journey.
What can I do today that is realistic? And
one baby
attainable.
Step closer to getting you there.
Because we're not trying to aim for perfection.
Yeah.
We just want to feel better.
Yeah.
And be a better version of ourselves. So what's one small thing you can do today?
I don't know.
I think that's an easy question that anybody can start with.
Yeah. And I feel like I've been making those small adjustments a lot lately, just really dialing down. Like I started a brand new gratitude journal. And for the last 8 days, I literally every day, whether it's a paragraph, a sentence, a page, every day, I'm writing what I'm grateful for. And
do
that,
you know,
makes me feel so good.
How much you can accomplish with a fresh journal?
Oh, yeah. I love. You know how many I have
journal?
That are unfinished? Because then I love starting a new one and then I never finished it. And I'm like, my goal is to finish a journal from front to back.
Yep.
All the way through.
Yep.
Because I always make it like, you know, 3/4 the way or, you know, 25 days of the month. And I never finish anything like that all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. And so,
well, because you get excited about something else,
yeah,
which isn't a bad thing at all. Mm-hmm. But if it's within you and you want to work on that, it's just making it a habit. That's all.
Well, and that's the thing with goals too. You know, I really try and think about that too. It's like, it's not the end goal that we're getting to.
Right.
It's the feeling, mm-hmm. you know, it's the adrenaline of getting there. And then that's why we veer off.
Yep.
So it's kind of
totally,
you know,
the excitement dies out.
Yeah. So it's finding that excitement midway through or 3/4 way through and bringing that back to finish it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've noticed that once you reach a goal, do you celebrate yourself?
That's huge.
You know,
you have to.
Nope. Okay. And we're moving on. What's our next goal?
You
Before
have
I have even attained a goal, I already have 3 others in place.
Yep.
And I'm
or
like,
it's like
wait.
A book. We read a book
yes.
and then we jump to the next one.
Yes.
But I want to start reading a book. And that's why I love having accountability partners too. And talk about it. What did you learn? Mm-hmm. And sit in that for a minute before jumping on to the next one.
Yep.
That's something I definitely am so glad you brought that up, because celebrating yourself and, you know, acknowledging that you made it.
Yeah.
Or you did it.
Well,
you know?
And I think we get so stuck in this accomplishment, productivity, hyperdrive society, I guess.
Yep.
Like that is implemented in us at such a young age. It's like, when do you even acknowledge it and start to unravel that?
Yeah.
When do you start to acknowledge that rushing and achieving, trying to be as productive as you can, actually is not serving you as well as you think it is?
I did hear one thing on a Mel Robbins podcast that I really liked, because, you know, we're constantly manifesting things. But she said to state it and claim it.
Mm.
So when you manifest it, claim it and acknowledge it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing this, you know, forward.
Yes, that's
and acknowledge,
so true.
Because the universe, you got to express that gratitude mm-hmm. for it. But we're so quick to... Half the things that we've manifested in the past, we forget.
Yes.
But
yes.
then it's like, oh, shit, I manifested that. You
yeah.
know, we don't like until it's like later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when you do realize that you got what you asked for, sit with that.
Yeah.
I finally one day had to make a list of all of the things I had manifested and prayed for that I actually received.
That's such
and
a good idea.
And it was. Because I was in the middle of praying and asking for something that, like, it was taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I don't love this state that I'm in. I'm to reassure myself that I do get the things that I want and ask for. I'm going to make a list of everything that has come my way that I've asked for.
That's a
sometimes
really good
they
idea.
Took a week, a month, sometimes a couple years.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It just depends.
And rejection is redirection. You know,
yeah.
we may not get the thing that we want. It's possible. But if that thing doesn't come, it's because something better is in store.
Yeah. And I think that's definitely a hard thing for people to realize, that when that door shuts, it's not for you
yeah.
or it's not for you at this time.
Yeah. I've gotten really good at that, like accepting mm-hmm. if something doesn't work out, you know, I'm just like, oh, something better's coming or
yeah.
wasn't meant to be.
Like,
I just
get excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look at things so differently now, and it's just really freaking cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so cool to just see how you think now compared to how you used to think or how you used to handle situations. I mean, I can sit in that forever and just reflect.
Don't you love a moment when you get to experience yourself differently, when you're like, wow, I would not have
yeah.
felt this way a year ago. And you get to actually witness your own growth. Those moments for me are rare, but when they happen, I'm like, wait, can
yeah.
somebody clap for me?
Right?
This is
That's
amazing.
When you just, you know, clap
yes.
for yourself. Yeah. Because nobody's ever going to clap for you or be as
yeah.
excited, you know, for you than you,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it comes to dreams, goals. And we always want that person
Oof, that's
by our
a hard
side.
One. That's a hard one. I think that that's definitely been something I've had to work on in my marriage.
Okay.
I am such an outwardly expressive, excited
me too.
I get jacked up on Mountain Dew about the smallest things or ideas
yeah.
or whatever. And Tanner's more of a, like, let's sit and wait and see.
Mm.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to feel until that thing is here. So he's more of a live, yeah, you know, how guys.
Have you pulled his chart to see what he is?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't okay. have everything
memorized. No, but like human design, like, do you know what he is and whatnot?
I definitely pulled it. It's
okay.
probably on my app.
Okay.
I want to say he's a Wait, remind them of me, all of them again?
So it's a manifestor, manifesting generator, generator, projector, or reflector.
I think he's a he's either a generator or generator.
Look into that more, because one thing I am so passionate about is learning the people around me there, especially a partner. Oh, my God. I feel like I want to know my person's chart just as much as mine, because it helps you just navigate through things so much easier.
And it really helped us, because he's like, not every little thing needs to be celebrated. Yeah. And I get that. If that's how you want to roll, that's fine. I am a person that likes to celebrate everything.
Yeah.
But then when you reflect back, I'm like, oh, wait, I was celebrated so much in my childhood about everything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about like participation trophies, but like my parents were very expressive about, I'm proud of you. You did this thing. That's awesome. I love you. I heard I'm proud of you so many times. And so now that's how I treat myself with things. So I think learning how your partner is and knowing there is no right or wrong way, but to really try and come together about, hey, this thing is really important to me. I would love for you to celebrate it with me.
Mm.
You know, I would love for you to clap with me, because honestly, it just motivates the hell out of me.
Well, that's what you're used to too, you know,
exactly.
And seeing that's a perfect example of how we are all so different and from the programming, from growing up. And, you know, you may have had that growing up, but your partner may have never been told, you know, that he was smart or that his parents were proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we all handle things so differently.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right.
And it's sad. It's so sad to me that so many relationships or friendships or whatnot, they struggle all because of lack of communication, you know, because they're operating from their own, you know?
Yeah. Like I was just telling you about that app. I'm going to get real straightforward here. Nothing my husband doesn't already know. Marriage is fucking hard, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't care what your experience is, but our communication has been something that we have had to work on tirelessly. And we are so different. But finding that Paired app that I started, just implementing little things with your time and connecting with your partner about that. And for us, what we did was this app. I said, hey, we need to try something different.
Yeah.
We've tried a million things. It's not working. Let's try this. And it's lighting up my world, because I'm getting
a different side of him. Yeah.
Yes. And he's able to express himself. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's more expressive through something like this. Not necessarily sit down face to face. He needs a moment to sit with it and reflect on it. And then he'll come back to me later. Where I'm like, no, let's sit down right here, hash it out.
Yeah.
And he's like, he needs to process for a while.
I love that you brought that up, because lately I've actually been like counseling my mom in her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just on the phone with her this morning for like an hour. But what I love what you just said is, you know, you guys, your communication, but so many people just complain and they just talk back and forth and that does nothing. So you are finding, I told her this morning, I'm like, Mom, you're just saying words to him and he's just saying words to you.
Yeah.
That's not doing anything. You guys are in this repetitive cycle. But here you're like, OK, let's try this app. Let's try therapy.
Because you're fighting be heard.
Yeah.
Like my biggest heartbreak is when I feel misunderstood.
Mm.
Like I don't feel truly seen. And that just is so hard for me to come back from and heal with. And if we're not having the right communication style, of course, I'm going to feel misunderstood and vice versa. Him too. I know I can just be a bull and just dive right on in. And
that's me too.
I had a habit of like talking at you. I probably could have been a lawyer in another life. But I think just really setting the ego down.
Yeah.
Spending that time together and really seeing them in that moment, because that's going to be reflected back to you.
Yeah.
And it takes time, especially with kids
takes
or
effort.
Businesses.
Like if there are any relationships out there that are struggling, you know, communication is huge, but it's finding different things, trying all the different things. Like you're trying the Paired app and you're noticing that's really working for you. Where some people could be trying therapy and some people, I mean, just there's so many different options. As long as you're putting in the effort, if you care enough about your relationship, it cannot just be words, you and your partner back and forth. You've got to try different things.
So do you just not to throw you under the bus here, do you want to touch on divorce and like what have you learned about yourself?
Oh, so I did a whole episode on this, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, me, Christine, and Maxwell, we talked about divorce. And yeah, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done things so differently. And, you know, I'll say it again and again, like back then, now I see it. Like some people are just content. My ex-husband is just content. He just wants to smoke weed and hang out. Back then, I'm like, why don't you have any dreams or goals? And, you know,
so and now you're like, well, actually, no, that's weird.
Yeah,
just
that's
so
okay
different.
That you're like that. So, yes, I have learned so much. And I'm at a place in my life where I'm not reactive anymore. I respond. I will not, like, I haven't argued or fought with anybody in 3 years now. It's been a long time. And anybody can come at me and try. And I'm just over here like, nope, you're not going to get that from me. Like, if you want to talk like an adult, we can sit here. But there's no reason to raise your voices or scream. You know, I've been there. And I don't miss it. I don't like the way that shit made me feel. And
no. And like, well, especially, you know, I'll touch on with Brody's dad. Like, I did not know how to emotionally regulate myself.
Yeah.
And when you're in it, you're like, oh, we don't work together.
Yep.
This love is not right. It's toxic. Like, I love you. We made this incredible child together.
Yeah.
But something's not working. And then you reflect and you're like, oh, I absolutely did not know how to emotionally regulate.
Yeah. Both I played a part in it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And like, I mean, things were still inevitable. I think we were always still meant to go our separate ways.
For sure.
So if it wasn't then, it still would have been eventually.
Yep.
And we, you know, we both found our loves and our soulmates, but it really does come down to that. Like, can you reflect on yourself? Can you look back and learn?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to pick the same partner and repeat the same things?
And you learn so much more each relationship. I've learned so much through my relationships after my divorce. And
sometimes it takes a handful of
them. Oh, yeah. I mean,
you're going to have to keep repeating it until.
I literally joke, you know, I had a husband, a boyfriend, and a fiance all within 1 year. Like, not at the same time, but literally all in 12 months from June to June.
Yeah.
That was in the same year that I started my business, quit my job. I mean, that was the year of my life. But yeah, I've learned so much through each relationship and I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah. And you also made the best decision that you thought was best for you in that moment.
Absolutely.
For like that version of yourself. So of course you can look back and be like, oh my God, what was I thinking? But like in that moment, in that version of yourself, you respected her, you honored her, you did exactly what you thought you needed to do.
Well, and then too, so when I was engaged and I moved to San Diego, you know how that turned out. And
sure
I was only there for 3 months. You know, he turned out to be a narcissist sociopath, like the worst of the worst. And I didn't even know anything about narcissism until I went through it. And I had to educate myself and heal from the even the little bit of trauma that I went through in those 3 months. And, you know, I'm somebody who has always loved having closure.
Yeah.
I didn't have closure in that.
Oh, that's
I
so
left
hard.
My key and my ring on the counter and dipped out when he wasn't there and came home. And so, yeah, it took me a long time to recover and heal from that. And then I was mind blown because within those 2 years, I attracted the same situation. And I know you know who I'm talking about. I don't do names, but the same thing 2 years later. And I shit you not, same period, 6 months, December to June. And then 2 years later, December to June. But what I realized in that was how much I had grown and how I handled it. When I left San Diego, I was pissed. I yelled. I was just angry at like, how could you do this to me? You weren't who you said you were. But then 2 years later, when he started showing those same behaviors and handling things, I didn't entertain it. I just said, okay, we're done here. And, you know, so I definitely saw my growth through that too.
Yeah. And just that line that you said of you're not who you say you were, that could have easily been such a deep wound from something in the past that was now ready to come out, and it came out with him.
Well, and I learned to not, I've always had a huge heart and trust everybody.
I know you
I
do.
Had to go through that. But now I'm so grateful because I know the difference between authentic and fake. I can feel people's words, and people tell me all the time, you're like a human lie detector. Oh, yeah. I can look at you and
well,
we can be
gone
having
through all that bullshit.
And I had to go through that because now any guy that comes into my life and whatnot, like I can tell if they're telling me what I want to hear or if it's truth. I can feel it in my body. So that's another thing going back to being in tune
and
with your body. And
create boundaries, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's all part of the plan. And, you know, so I am. I'm so grateful and thankful for every relationship that I've been through. And I am. I'm still the best of friends with, you know, all of my exes except two.
Yep.
You know, you can't force it. And some people will never grow up or mature. But I did put it out there. Hey, I hope we can be friends. Mm-hmm. And but I let that go. And that's OK. But even all the guys I went on dates with, I'm buddies with them. You know, I'm like, just because we didn't work out romantically, I still want you in my life.
Yeah.
You know,
something beautiful will always, always come out of it. Like, I never in a million years thought I would be in a co-parenting situation. Like, that was not a popular or talked about thing back when it happened, I guess. Or if it was talked about, it was like baby mama drama.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way in hell that's happening to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this. And I remember when Bruce and I split, it was, we both agreed, keep your, who you pick out, keep your standards high.
Yeah.
Like, just do it for Brody, for us. We got to make this thing work. And we both stuck to it really well. And like, I get an incredible bonus mom for Brody.
Yes, I
like,
know.
Shout out to Kiehl's. You're amazing.
Yes, yes.
And just knowing that we weren't meant to end up together, but like, look what I got. I now have four, including myself, amazing people to help raise this child.
Yes.
I got a new friend. Like, it's.
But that's all because of your choice. And we all have that choice.
My intentions. Yep.
And that's so important for those of you out there who, you know, it is possible to be civil, but your ego's in the way, you know.
Absolutely.
Really try and remove it. Because even when, you know, my ex-husband started dating one of my really good friends when I came back from San Diego, and I knew it wasn't intentional. Both of them, you know, love me and respect me. It just happened.
The chemistry just happened.
Yeah, yeah. And I was okay with that. I had people messaging me, DMing me. Oh my God, I cannot believe that. Who would do that to you? You're like the best person ever. And even like out to dinner with my closest girlfriends, that's so fucked up. I had to shut that shit down.
Yeah.
I had to be like, you guys, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I could have sat there and been like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, I don't entertain that. I don't, I'm not here for the gossip or the drama. And I will be the first to shut it down or say, let's not talk about things that don't matter. That's their life. Everybody likes to talk about other people. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember the last time I was in a situation like that, because I'm surrounded. I choose to surround myself around people where we're talking about dreams and goals and healing and shit that fucking matters.
And
you know?
It's not up to you or us to control that person's destiny.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they made a decision and they ended up being honest with you. And it's like,
and now we're besties. They literally just moved one street down from me and Manette. Like, we're like neighbors now.
Yeah.
And so they came over. I'll walk over there. And, you know, but we choose to. Life's too short. Fuck. Mm-hmm. If I could say back to time. Life
That's what
is
I was
too
say,
short.
Is if the way we can end this is, what's one last thing you can say about time?
You know, both of us have, you know, lost somebody. So we know like that, and not a lot of people, it's kind of like you never know until you go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been through it. And it just, I mean, think about, I feel like it was just Christmas, you know, it time freaking flies and life's too short. So pick and choose your battles. And this is your life and you are in charge. You get to choose how you show up. You get to choose who you want in your life. You get to choose how you use your time, and nobody else does. And so pay attention to, if you have any like shit in your life right now, it's a reflection of your own internal stuff. Like, we are all mirrors and teachers for each other. So whatever is coming at you, fix it. Like, stop pointing the finger, blaming the other person or playing the victim. Like, do something about it. It's, the problem is always you, Louise. Hey, the problem is always you. And I am a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
So
no, I agree with that.
Get your shit together.
Yes.
That would be my thing. Or, you know, DM me to schedule a call and, you know, I can help you out. So what about you? What would be your...
I love that. That's so true. I would say, first of all, I have to pee really bad. So I'm definitely going to wrap
this up.
Time is man-made. So how do you want to create your time? How do you want to slow down and listen to your body. Your body is your number one navigator in this life. What is it telling you with your time?
And thank you for that, because yes, I talked about that in a couple episodes ago. Just tuning in, sit with yourself. What does anger feel like? What does sadness feel like? And whether you get a pit in your stomach or you feel it in your throat, like our
just
bodies.
Acknowledge it.
Yeah. Acknowledge it and then locate it and just kind of, oh, it's in my throat. So to me, that would be like, okay, I need to speak something, you know, or, you know, just,
And it can be really, really quick. I was feeling sad the other day. I had, and I immediately went into that. Where is this coming from? What, what triggered it? Blah, blah. And I thought, let's just pause. Where do I feel it in my body? It was like in my throat. I'm acknowledging, I feel really fucking sad right now, but it's not coming out and that's okay. I'm just going to sit here for just a few seconds and just acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And that's what I did with that time. And look, it took 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it like organically just processed and went on.
Yes.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Oh, man, we could sit here and talk about all this all day long.
But I don't have the time because I'm going to pee my pants.
Well, thank you, Katie, again for coming on.
Love
you more. And we will see you all soon.